Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And if you put a .com on the end of that, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find my website, which is where you can get lots of stuff to help you with your business, whether you're small, very small, tiny, like I was, like Jeff was at one point in time, and we all have been. I guess Jeff still is. Jeff Zabar, he's a party of one. I've got a little bit of an organization now, but whatever size you are, we've got something that will help you there. You can read, listen, ask questions, and don't forget to take our poll question, which is on the homepage. We want to know what you think, and also the newsletter. That's also celebrating a milestone this week with that. It's 11 years old. So we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Jeff Zabar is with us. He's the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and that's his website. You can find all of his books there. Jeff, when you think about this holiday coming up, Thanksgiving, and you know that's a unique American holiday, isn't it? I mean, it's not. I mean, not that other countries don't celebrate a form of Thanksgiving. Or I think doesn't Canada have a Thanksgiving? I think they have something, a Thanksgiving holiday of some kind. But but the way we do it, the one we have, is really unique to this country. And it's a big one for America, isn't it? I mean, in fact, you know, even it's a 4-day, it's a 4-day celebration that it's the only one, if you think about it, it's the only one in our calendar where America has a 4-day celebration and it never changes. It's always in the same, you know, the same, you know, Christmas rotates, New Year's rotates, et cetera, et cetera. This one doesn't change.
This one stays put, and it's really one that, and I did an article for the South Florida Business Journal that will come out this week, and it's about, it was about, you know, remembering your clients at this time of year. And so someone said, look, I don't send Christmas greetings or holiday greetings. I send Thanksgiving greetings, both as a point to give thanks, you know, to play into the holiday, but also, again, from a marketing perspective. So you come in before the clutter of whether it's flyers, whether it's thank you cards from clients or friends or allies or family or whatever. You come in before it with your card or with your reminder or a gift or whatever. And the woman said it's really important to give thanks. And one of the reasons she does it, because, as you said, it's a unique American holiday that for many, not all, but for many, transcends all religious and political views, and you know, it rises above the clutter of what the other holidays, you know, Christmas and New Year's may or may not bring. But it really brings to the fore what we are thankful for, both as a nation and as individuals. Right. And so it's really important that we take advantage of that and from a marketing perspective, rise above that clutter. Come in a little bit early. Be remarkable for what you've done.
Now, that's an interesting thing. You know, you've still got time to do that, folks. And
absolutely.
But I agree with that. And that's a smart thing to do because it's all about – that's one of the things you're doing – When you're recognizing these relationships with customers, is you're thanking them for that, and what better time to do that than during Thanksgiving?
You know, I think even the densest among us will see the connection, and so you do it. You make it yourself, and you can be giving a gift. You can be just sending a card. A lot of people nowadays, instead of sending a gift, will make a donation to an organization, whether it's to feed children, house the homeless, you know, to conserve nature, protect the environment, whatever. And they'll say, well, I've given a gift, you know, in all of our names to this organization. So it's not about, you know, necessarily, you know, giving financial to an organization or thinking of what gift can I give. It's just being memorable and remarkable and thoughtful at this time of year.
You know, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you something. That's what you just said. We started doing that a few years ago. We quit giving fruit and candy, things like that, you know, sending it from Harry and David or whatever. We quit doing that because I noticed in my kitchen, in my office, that we had all this fruit rotting in the kitchen.
That we were getting.
And I said to my folks, I said, how much are we spending on all this stuff that we're sending out? Car, everything. Add it all up. And the number was shocking to me.
Right.
And I said, okay, we're going to put that money to better use. And so what I did, I wrote a letter, And we picked out a couple of charities, and I wrote a letter and I sent it to all of our customers that we used to send fruit and stuff to, and said, this year we're going to take that money and we're going to send it to these two charities. And you know what? Nobody ever called me and said, thanks for the pears.
Right.
Nobody ever. I never got one call. I never even got an email that said, thanks for the apples.
But right.
I got responses from people who said, thank you so much for doing what you did for those charities. That was a good idea. It's amazing how people respond to that.
It gets back to being thoughtful. And short of sending a fruitcake and saying, pass it along. And then
oh,
the
no, well, I didn't know we were talking about
one.
Fruitcakes. Now, you can send me a fruitcake if you want to.
Yeah, there you go. Well, someone once sent me a fruitcake and said, you know, to share. And so I saved it and put it in my fridge, my freezer.
Yeah.
The next year I shipped it right back to him and said, happy holidays.
That's,
you know, so
that's the worst kind of regifting.
It was probably just as good, too, as the day they sent it to me.
Probably so.
But, you know, it's about being thoughtful. It's about being memorable. It's about being remarkable. And if you can't do that, then, you know, I don't want to say if you can't do that. Do that. You can make it happen.
I want to say, though, Jeff, that folks, as you spend all this extra time being thankful for the customers during this thankful holiday, do that every week. Don't make it. You know, in my opinion, if your customers act surprised when you thank them during the holidays, you've messed up.
Right.
You haven't done the right thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they should not be surprised if you say thank you for during this holiday. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me throughout the years. Thank you for tolerating me. So it's been great.
Happy holiday. Thanks a lot.
Happy
See
holidays
you later.
To you.
Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Home Officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. Got to go for this, just for this segment. I'll be back. Gird your loins, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald Celente is in the building.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.